Go ahead and sit down or lie down in a comfortable position. I'm going to teach you an ancient tantric technique called the bliss breath. The truth is, you can do the bliss breath anytime, anywhere, in any position. But for today, find a position that's comfortable for you and close your eyes. Start to breathe in long, slow, and deep. And breathe out long, slow, and deep. As long and slow and deeply as you can. And if it's available to you, start to breathe in and out through your nose. Now, if you're ready, you're going to take one pointer finger on each hand. Actually, it doesn't matter which finger you take. Take a finger on each hand and press in to your jawbone, just below your earlobes. Press in on each side. And keep breathing long and slow and deep as you can. Your body doesn't know the difference between imagination and so-called reality. Your body speaks the language of the senses. So you're going to use your imagination. And with your mind's eye, you're going to imagine that the top of your throat is slightly constricting. You're going to press your fingertips into the back of your jawbone just below your ears so that you can use touch to communicate to your body, right here, body, right around this area, I want you to slightly constrict. We hold a lot of tension in our tongue and in our jaw. They're some of the strongest muscles in our body that are working overtime. So by slightly constricting your throat, you're cutting down on releasing cortisol, the stress hormone, and by breathing long and slow and deep, you're giving your body permission to release serotonin and dopamine. They make you feel blissful. So use your imagination and imagine that you're slightly constricting the top of your throat and you're going to start to make an ocean sound. If you're still having trouble making the ocean sound, I get it. It can be a little tricky to get your mind to talk to your body in this way. It takes practice, just like everything else. Try taking the tip of your tongue to the roof of your mouth and see if that makes a difference. When I first started this, I had TMJ, and so it was very hard for my jaw and my tongue to relax. And so when I took the tip of my tongue to the roof of my mouth, sometimes I made a kind of snoring sound. If that happens to you, just know that that's the middle of your throat that's constricting and not the top of your throat. And use your imagination and say, body, can you constrict at the top of the throat? And eventually, with enough practice and enough patience, your body will give you what you're asking for. So keep breathing in long and slow and deep, in and out through your nose if it's available to you, making the ocean sound. Now, you're going to take one hand onto your belly, onto your abdominals. And I want you to imagine that you have a big red balloon in your belly. And as you breathe in, that belly inflates. And as you breathe out, push your hand into your belly to help press all the air out of your lungs. And as you breathe in, see that balloon in your belly, that red balloon in your belly expand. Fill up with air, almost as if you're going to float away or the balloon is going to burst. And then as you exhale, push your hand into your abdominals and help press every single stale molecule of air out. Breathing in, long and slow, filling up your balloon with air. And breathing out, letting everything leave that balloon as it deflates. Keep breathing, and I'm going to talk to you. In Tantra, all you have to do to ignite a path to healing, to self-realization, to creation and empowerment, is to learn how to breathe. It sounds incredible, but it's true. And as you breathe in fully and completely, almost bursting that balloon within you, know that your system is scanning to see if there are any areas that need clearing or healing. And as you breathe out completely, trust that your system is using that exhalation, that out-breath, to let go of anything that needs to be purged. In fact, as you breathe in, imagine you're in an ocean and you're a wave, both individual and interconnected in that sea of energy. And as you breathe, you're going to breathe in fresh new energy. And as you breathe out, you're going to let go of any ocean trash that has floated into your wave. See the ocean currents whisk it away to be recycled or reused, renewed elsewhere. Go ahead, inhale, breathe fresh new energy into your wave in that interconnected ocean of energy. And exhale, let go of anything that does not serve. Keep breathing long and slow and deep. Now, if you're a practitioner of yoga, you might know the bliss breath in its Sanskrit name. And for the purposes of this moment, I want you to think of it as the bliss breath and breathe in the word bliss. As you breathe in, let that fresh new energy coming into your wave be blissful. And go ahead, breathe out. Let go of anything that does not serve the bliss in your wave. If English isn't your native language, I'm going to invite you to translate the word bliss into your native language so that you can fully breathe in the bliss that is your birthright when you came into this body. And exhale, let go of anything that does not support that blissful experience. Go ahead and breathe in that bliss. And exhale, just let go. Tantra is a 5,000-year-old system. And we know now through modern science that the wisdom of this 5,000-year-old system, the wisdom of this bliss breath, not only will practicing it cut down on the cortisol, the stress hormone that you release, but it will prompt your body to release serotonin and dopamine, which make you feel blissful. We know now cutting down on your stress is the most important thing you can do to boost your entire health, your entire quality of life. So go ahead, breathe in as long and slow and deep as you can. And go ahead, breathe out as long and slow and completely as you can. I like to call the bliss breath Lego blocks, because with this bliss breath, you can build anything in life that you choose to. Just like you can build anything with an infinite supply of Legos, truly anything. You have an infinite supply of this breath available to you. All you have to do is choose to use it. And you can build any healing, any art, any commerce, any business, any relationship that you choose to create in your life of intention when you learn to breathe. So go ahead, breathe in long and slow and deep. And breathe out long and slow and complete. I also call this breath the vacuum cleaner breath, because you can vacuum up any stress in your body, any tension in your mind, any pain in your heart. You can vacuum it up with this breath. In fact, one time I did this breath for 90 minutes. I had so much stress to get rid of. And I invite you to return to this breath and practice it anytime you want, for as long as you want, until whatever you're choosing to get rid of has been vacuumed up and released. So go ahead right now, think of something that doesn't serve you, something you'd like to get rid of. It could have been tension in an incident with someone, frustration, pain in your body, illness. Go ahead, call that up in your body. Tantra is the meditation of the senses. And so now I want you to really fill your senses with the experience of the tension or blockage that you'd like to get rid of. And as you do that, you're going to breathe in through your senses long and slow and deep. And as you breathe out, you're going to let go of whatever that tension is. You're going to give it back to the ocean currents around you to whisk away and recycle somewhere on a distant shore. Go ahead, inhale, breathe in whatever stress is plaguing you. And breathe out. Just let it go. If you're new to this style of breathing, the source of your frustration might be breathing in long and slow and deep through your nose. And that's okay. I want you to fill your senses with the sound of this breath. Fill your awareness with the feeling of what it feels like to be in your body and breathe. Maybe you're feeling numbness. Go ahead, fill yourself with the experience of numbness. And every time you breathe out, you're going to let it go. You can bring the taste in your mouth, you can bring the smell, you can bring the touch underneath your fingertips. Bring it all together in your breath as you breathe in. And breathe out completely. Breathing in, filling in all your senses, bringing them together in integrity into whatever it is that you're trying to process, whether it's something stressful from your day or some feelings of frustration around learning this breath, and then breathing out, letting go of anything that's not serving your bliss. Let's take two more breaths, just like this, breathing in whatever it is you're vacuuming up, and breathing out, letting go. And remember, you can keep going if you want, but for the purposes of this exercise, you're going to take three more breaths. And this time, as you breathe in, I want you to breathe in gratitude to yourself for taking this time to connect with your breath, to connect with your senses in integrity in your breath, and build up your life force energy. And you're going to exhale, give that gratitude back to the world around you. Long and slow and deep, inhale, breathe in that gratitude for yourself and your magnificence coming together in this moment in your breath. And exhale, give that gratitude back to all the connection that is around you, whether you tap into it or not. Give that gratitude back to the world around you. One last breath, breathing in gratitude for yourself, gratitude for your senses, gratitude for your breath and your body. And exhale, give that gratitude back to the whole world around you. Take your hands to your heart. And when you're ready, open your eyes.